AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Protesters in Chicago will gather outside City Hall today, one day after authorities released a graphic video showing a white police officer shooting a black teenager 16 times. The Reverend Chris Burton is in the streets.
This has been happening for many years, and too many times it's been swept under the rug. It would be swept under the rug again. Hadn't it been election time?
Mayor Rahm Emanuel.
The question before all of us, will we use this episode in this moment to build bridges that bring us together as a city, or will we allow it to become a way that erects barriers that tear us apart as a city?
AP correspondent Martin DeCaro describes the video, which begins with 17-year-old Laquan McDonald in the street where there are several police vehicles.
He's jogging at first, then slows to a brisk walk, veering away from two officers drawing their guns. One appears to fire from close range almost immediately, and McDonald spins around and crumples to the pavement. He can be seen lying there, moving occasionally. Small puffs of smoke can be seen coming off his body. In the final moments, an officer can be seen kicking something out of McDonald's hands.
The officer is charged with first-degree murder and is in jail. Gas is cheap. The economy's improving, so 47 million of us are traveling over this long Thanksgiving holiday, says the AAA. We found Terry Roberts at the airport in Phoenix thinking about the terror threat, but not giving in to fear.
I thought long and hard about it. I'm not going to let the terror alerts and things stop me, because then they win.
Russia deploying a state-of-the-art air defense missile system now at a Russian airbase in Syria after Turkey shot down a Russian warplane. They didn't know it was a hospital. That's the conclusion of an investigation into why a U.S. warplane hit a hospital in Afghanistan last month, killing 31 people. This is AP Radio News. 135 million of us are expected to shop online and in the stores on Black Friday and over the Thanksgiving holiday. Julie Walker is in New York with this.
Well, you can expect the stores to be jam-packed with people grabbing those Black Friday deals. The National Retail Federation's Kathy Granis Allen says this year the internet and mobile are playing a huge role in shopping.
A lot of the promotions are exclusive to apps, so you can only get a discount on that retailer's app that other people won't get. And of course, there's the popular buy online, pick up in store.
And she says that gets shoppers into stores where retailers can sell them even more. Julie Walker, New York.
Thousands of households in Spokane, Washington are surviving without electricity nearly a week after a windstorm ripped apart power lines, trees, and the electrical grid. The governor visited yesterday to inspect the damage from the worst windstorm in the region's history. He's going to explore whether they qualify for assistance. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.